At National Ag Day Activities, I am visiting with Dr. Keith Collins. We're here at Farm to Fork Politics, an AgriPulse reception that takes place prior to the full day of National Ag Day Activities. We've got a panel here that you're on, Dr. Collins. What are you going to tell us?
Well, our panel is supposed to look out to 2013 and talk about what we think might unfold. I'm too smart as an economist to actually try to do that, but there are some things on my mind that I'm going to talk about, some things I'm watching. And one of them is the whole macroeconomic world that we live in. Economists like to focus on three things: liquidity, solvency, and economic growth. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about those three things, liquidity being what the Federal Reserve is doing, solvency, the terrible budget deficit problem that we have and how we address that, and then economic growth, which drives demand for farm products. The second area I want to talk about is corn. How can you not talk about corn? It is king corn, right? Because it accounts for so much of our landscape, so much of the value of crop production. And so we're very dependent on having a good crop in 2013 because we have very, very low supplies of corn. And the last thing I want to talk about is where the farm bill might be headed with respect to risk management. I really think that it's time, and I think it will happen this year, that crop insurance will rise and become the essential primary part of the farm safety net, and for good reason, because look at what it's done in the last 2 years, 2011, 2012, to help so many farm families pick up the pieces after the disasters we've had.
Well, you've certainly had a lot of experience here in this market inside the Beltway. What are just some of your thoughts looking at where we're at, especially when it comes to politics right now and how that's going to affect agriculture?
You know, that question is one that I vacillate. The answer vacillates in my mind. There are days when I'm very depressed about the gridlock we seem to have in the political arena, the partisanship that exists in our population. It's not Congress, it's our population, which Congress reflects. But I'm also, on the other hand, optimistic. I can also see the glass half full. I look at the things that Congress has done over the last 2 years, the Budget Control Act, which cut spending, the continuing resolution that got us to here, the Taxpayer Relief Act passed at the end of the year, which extended the tax cuts, raised some revenue. And now we've got a new continuing resolution that looks like it's going to be passed. So despite all of the smoke and fire, some things are getting done, not as fast as people would like, but some things are getting done. And so I have days where I'm depressed about the gridlock in Congress, and I have days where I say, okay, despite all the interactions and difficulties and politicization and partisanship, we're still moving forward, albeit not as fast as we might like.
Well, I have kind of a mixed group here tonight. What do you anticipate is maybe number one in the mind of a group that includes agribusiness, probably even some farmers, for all I know, here, as well as politicians from some of these different offices?
Oh, I think people look for answers to questions. If there's a hallmark about the political arena of the last couple of years, it's the uncertainty that it's created. Not getting a farm bill last year is a good example of that. I mean, how often have we had a farm bill expire in one Congress and have to be picked up by another Congress? I don't remember it happening before. And all of this leaves people uncertain. You know, what is Congress going to do with spending? What's going to happen to all these programs that had no baseline and are now not being, that are not operational because they had no funding? I think people just want to know. They want a little more certainty, a little more guidance in their life. And so they're going to look to three economists for guidance. Oh, those poor people.
Well, if you just solve all of the, answer all those questions and solve all the problems, we'll call it done.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I will tell you this. I'm going to say this when I make my presentation in talking about what might unfold in the coming year. There's this old famous economist, John Kenneth Galbraith, who most people probably heard of, who used to talk about the two classes of economists who project into the future. He said, there's one class, those who don't know, and there's a second class, those who don't know they don't know. And so it's very difficult to talk about what might unfold here. We can talk about the issues, and maybe we can shed a few light on some of the causes and effects, but who knows what's going to happen. 2013, when it ends, we'll have the answer.
We'll know then, that's for sure. Thank you very much, Dr. Keith Collins, one of our panelists here at Farm to Fork Politics, part of National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.